Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I invite you today to meditate on the first reading from the very first chapter of Genesis, chapter 1, which describes creation. Now notice how beautifully structured the narrative is, as the author describes each day of creation in a very cyclical and rhythmical manner, and almost musical, which you can especially pick up in the regional Hebrew. Each day of creation ends with God looking back, and it says, God saw that it was good. But when it gets to the creation of man, and God gives man dominion over all the earth, it says that God saw all that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. Tov meod in Hebrew. It is thus said that the narrative of creation is written kind of like a liturgical procession, that as God creates the heavens and the earth, day and night, sea and sky, fish and birds, and eventually when it gets to man, the narrative gets narrower and narrower till we get to the Garden of Eden, where we find man and woman united with God. Eden, as you may know, is on top of a mountain because it says that the waters flowed from it down to water the whole earth. The image we get is a kind of liturgical movement to the top of the mountain. And this has become, I guess, the pattern for all the Jewish temples and, for the most part, the architectural structure of a church. Now notice, both in the temple and in most churches, the focus gets narrower and narrower the more you progress through the building, from the congregation to the sanctuary to the altar and to the tabernacle. Every liturgy replicates that movement of creation, where in Christ, offered to us in the Eucharist, we ascend the mountain of God as if every Mass is like a new creation, like entering a new Eden. So the next time you go into a church, I invite you to meditate on that as you move towards the sanctuary, especially as you go to receive Holy Communion. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.